Artaxerxes, king of Persia, allowed Nehemiah, his Jewish cupbearer, to go back to Jerusalem as governor to rebuild the city. Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC. Since then, only the temple had been rebuilt. The city was in ruins, the wall broken down, and the gates burnt. Nehemiah arrived in 445 BC and at once assembled the leaders of the people to inform them of his plan to rebuild the city ramparts. This would afford the population some protection against their enemies. All the Jews set to work with enthusiasm, the members of each family building the section of the wall that was assigned to them. The priests and Levites also did their part. Even the high priest had a share in the work. But enemies from other nations living in the area strongly opposed the work of restoration of the city. They began to mock the builders. Two of their leaders, Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite, ridiculed them in public. "What are these poor Jews doing?" they said. "How can they restore their wall? Can they bring burnt stones back to life from those heaps of rubble?" Tobiah the Ammonite added, "If even a fox climbed up in it, the wall would come down." Nehemiah said nothing. Instead, he prayed to the Lord. "Hear us, O God, for we are despised," he said. "Turn their insults back on their own heads." The Jews continued to build until the wall had reached half its height. When their enemies heard that the repairs were progressing and that the gaps in the wall were being closed, they were very angry. They plotted to come and fight against the builders and stir up trouble. Nehemiah heard about it and prayed to the Lord. He posted an armed guard day and night to meet this threat. But the workers were getting tired and the people were discouraged. "There is so much rubble," they said. "We cannot rebuild the wall, and wherever we turn, our enemies will attack us." So Nehemiah stationed some of the people behind the wall, armed with swords, spears, and bows, at all the exposed places. Then he said to the officials and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, how great and powerful he is, and fight for your homes and families." So we continued the work, Nehemiah wrote in his book. From then on, half the men worked while the others stood guard, ready to fight. The officers posted themselves behind the builders as the people were widely separated from each other. Each man wore a sword at his side, while the carriers did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with Nehemiah, who had told everyone that wherever they heard the trumpet being sounded, they were to go there at once. Nehemiah also ordered the men and their helpers to stay inside Jerusalem, to serve as guards by night and workmen by day, as many people lived in outlying towns and villages. The workers and guards never took their clothes off, and each one was armed. After a while, the people began to complain of a lack of food. The Jews were having a hard time. Many families had mortgaged or sold their fields, vineyards, and homes to get grain. Some even had to subject their sons and daughters to slavery because their property already belonged to others. During the 12 years that he was governor in the land of Judah, Nehemiah accepted no payment for his services, not even the food allotted to the governor, and he fed a great number of people at his table each day. When he heard that some of the Jews were exploiting their own countrymen, Nehemiah became very angry. He summoned the nobles and officials and accused them openly of exacting usury and of selling their fellow Jews. He made them swear to give back the property they had taken and to lend to the people without interest. When their enemies heard that the wall was almost finished, they tried to lure Nehemiah away from Jerusalem to harm him. "Come and meet with us in one of the villages," they said. Nehemiah sent them word that he had to stay in Jerusalem till the work was finished. 4 times they sent the same message, and each time he gave them the same answer. They even accused him of plotting a rebellion and conspiring to be made king. Nehemiah refuted their arguments and prayed to God for strength. Next episode, the Feast of Tabernacles.